Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Ravens quarterbacks coach T. Martin met with the media at mandatory minicamp in Owings Mills.
Can you talk a little bit about what you're specifically kind of focusing on with Lamar and where he's taking his game this offseason?
Just improvement in all areas. You know, last year was really a great year in the sense of doing things from a technical standpoint. New system, new obligations, responsibilities, progressions, schemes, things of that nature, and just building upon what we started last season. And this offseason has been a lot about that. We started with a self-scout of him and the things that, from a passing standpoint, that we want to improve on, technique-wise, reads, things of that nature, and from a run game standpoint. And then built from that to how can we even push it further and give him more responsibility within the offense and doing more things that he likes to do and listening to him and things that he likes and building around that. So we're off to a good start and looking forward to training camp to really get to the identity that we want to have before the first game.
Is it fair to say that you're putting more on his plate year two in his offense and even as his career goes, every year you guys put more on his plate?
That's right, and that's what it's about. The way Lamar sees the game and how smart he is and his intelligence, his functional intelligence, not only just in the classroom, but he's able to take from the classroom and put it on the field with limited reps. He's not a high rep guy, so he can do things once or twice and show up in the game and execute it. And so when you have players like that, you have to continue to push them to, number one, keep them interested. You know, it's like that smart kid in the classroom. You can't, you know, allow them to get bored, right? And so he's like that. You know, you got to constantly add things, tweaks and things of that nature, and responsibility. So this offseason, from a protection standpoint, being able to change routes at the line of scrimmage, being able to change run schemes, it takes him understanding how we're blocking things up front to get us to the best run and the best pass for whatever coverage we're facing. So, and he's accepted it and done a heck of a job of getting us into the right play. And today was probably the best day, you know, in a long time of him really just having the freedom to do what he wanted to do. And we saw some really good plays and some positive gains with him doing that today.
And that's something that was added this offseason, yeah, as far as, you know, changes as far as protection and
right,
things like that.
Well, we did it all last year. You know, he was on point last season with that. And obviously not perfect, so we always go back and tweak things and critique, you know, what we can do better and how people defended us in the new offensive scheme. And so we were learning. We were growing at the same time. And so we had the opportunity to have a full season of film to see how we were defended and what we could possibly look forward to people doing to Lamar. We could build from there, and that's what we decided to do. And now we're just kind of testing it out and seeing how it goes against our defense. We're seeing a lot of exotic looks and a lot of pressures from Zach and his crew. And it's good for us, too, because it's testing our rules and it's testing the quarterback's ability to change plays at the line of scrimmage.
Yep. Is there a big difference from year one to year two in terms of what you can install?
Yes, just with the comfort level in the offense, the terminology, and just having tested it in a game to have something to compare it to. You know, sometimes when you haven't played these plays in a game, you're kind of just talking, right? And then when you do it in a game and you have stories to tell, good or bad, you know, you can build from that. And that's what year one in this system was for Lamar and for everybody on offense, skilled players, running backs, everyone, right? So, you know, we had the film to teach from and improve from, but also the film to take it to the next level as well.
What do you see with Devin Leary?
Devin Leary?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Arm talented, smart, competitive. Can make all the throws on the field, and he's doing a really good job of learning the offense and executing the offense. He played in the pro-style system at Kentucky his last year, 4 years at NC State, different type system, but we're kind of a marriage of both. And so he's comfortable in what we're doing, very, very talented, extremely talented. Look forward to him playing in the preseason.
OTAs and minicamp a time for your quarterbacks to maybe have greater risk taking out on the field? Is that kind of part of the process to see, you know, what can be hindrance and what can be more successful?
Right.
Is that kind of how you gauge kind of this kind of atmosphere?
Yeah, it's keys to the Ferrari, right? You know, you gotta go give a guy keys to the Ferrari and tell him to do 30, you know, and so That's really what it is. And sometimes as coaches, you can't be scared when they make mistakes. And you can't allow the mistakes that they make to put fear in your heart for not calling that play the next time. Because without that, there's no growth. And so, you know, with Lamar, I tell him, hey, man, number one, whatever hits your brain first, we're going to live with it. And as long as we're all on the same page, it's not a wrong call. It's not a bad call. And so that's where it starts. And that gives him the confidence and freedom to go out there and confidently do what he wants to do. And as long as they believe in him and whatever call he makes, I think we have a higher chance of executing. But, no, we don't play scared. I don't, you know, scream and shout when things don't go the right way the first time or second time. You know, we just continue to try to get it right. And once we get to a point, we say, guys, you know, we've tried it. We've done all the things and it doesn't work. We throw it out and move on to something else. But, no, we're not playing scared. We're not coaching scared. And that's the only way you can grow in this type of offense.
John mentioned that Josh Johnson will be a QB too. I guess, what have you seen from him through these offseason?
I said in the staff meeting earlier this week that he's aging backwards. You know, for a guy who's getting older from a arm strength standpoint, his legs, he's found a spring in his step. He's being more elusive, extending plays within the pocket. And just his experience and having seen things before, he's getting through progressions and getting the ball out to the right people on time accurately. And so I really like his growth from it's crazy to say that with the amount of experience he's has, but I really like his growth within this offense from year one to year two. And it gave us the confidence to go in saying that he could be QB2 for us.
John mentioned yesterday that you guys are embracing cadence more. I guess how much of a challenge is that to just kind of punch these guys in the deep end? And what do you think the benefits for someone like Lamar could be?
Right. You can't have cadence as a tool unless you do it and go through the growing pains of it. You know, guys are going to jump off sides here and there. And with the amount of communication we're doing up front, with the amount of play changing we're doing up front, it's going to come with some of that. But we have to have that in our division. You know, especially for home games with the pass rushers that we're facing, not only just in our division, but throughout the AFC and the guys that we're playing when you look at our roster. Look at our schedule. And so it has been a tool in the past, and we're just going to continue to take it to the next level. Lamar is outstanding at it. Whether we're going nonverbal on the road or whether we're going verbal at home, we have a lot of different ones that gives us an advantage so that people don't know where we're snapping the ball and slowing them down a little bit if we can.
I think one thing that stood out from that Kansas City game, just looking to the data, is, you know, Lamar got better against the blitz last year, but sometimes those big blitzes with 6 or 7-man pressures have given him trouble. I know it's not just him, but what can this offense do, do you think, to get better against that type of all-out, you know, all-out he gives?
I think the best thing that we're doing is seeing it every day from our defense. And I thought Kansas City did do a good job in the AFC Championship game of challenging some of our protections and doing some things that did cause some issues. And that was an area of growth. That was an area of us looking at tape and saying, how can we improve in those areas? And so our defense is doing a heck of a job of not only giving us those looks, but looks that challenge us even more than that. And so we're building the tools that we need to do to pick up those pressures and give Lamar a little bit more time and be successful in the passing game.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
We got it. Thank you. All right, thank you, guys.